Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday, presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sports book app. Spread the word winner on Friday. We love it. We love spread the word winners. At Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it all counts. Sponsor confirmation email winner Friday. We love you guys. Obviously, the sponsors are what make the whole thing go. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a thing. So when you take advantage of any of the sponsors like Bowl and Branch, the best sheets ever, or HelloFresh, love getting good food sent right to my house that's already prepared. Fight Club, love it. I love new ways to work out. See, and if you're not watching on YouTube, you just missed some of my jabs right there. Those were legit jabs. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. All you need to do is subscribe to it and then comment on any of the videos. I see all the comments and I pick one of you and I give you a cameo style shout out, like the Cameo app, cameo.com. I give you one of those for free. Those typically cost $25 if you try to hire me to do one of those, but I'll give it to you for free just for commenting on my YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Last patron shout out that we have. We don't have any more after this. Steven Soroka. Love Steven Soroka. I guess everybody that needed or wanted the even money bets in print or the Friday picks or the press box food grades, the power rankings. I guess anybody that needed any of that stuff has already gotten it. So good for you guys, I suppose. I still want more people in my crew. I still want a bigger crew to chat with and do the happy hour, virtual happy hour, stuff like that. Anyway, it's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Not one, but two games to break down from Monday night. Let's start, Ross, with Washington at Pittsburgh. Steelers now no longer unbeaten, I should say. They fall 23-17 to the Washington football team.
Wild game. Really wild game. I tweeted this last night, Bri. I'm not shocked that the Washington won the football game. You know, with everything going on in Pittsburgh and no James Conner and no Bud Dupree and 4 days rest in between the game Wednesday against the Ravens and Washington having all this time since Thanksgiving, I'm not that surprised by that. I am really surprised that Washington came back from 14-0. Because when it was 14-0, it didn't look like Washington would be able to score all game. And they lost Antonio Gibson. And they were still able to fight back and win the game. Tell you what, got to be impressed. How can you not be impressed with guys like Ron Rivera, head coach of Washington, Joe Judge in New York? I don't think either one of their teams is overly talented, but they have found a way to change the culture, to get the most out of those guys. Just what an awesome win. I mean, the Steelers' offense was off early. Antonio Gibson hurt his toe, and I thought, gosh, after he went out, I really didn't think Washington had a chance. Big Ben finally kind of got going a little bit to Deontay Johnson, you know. But then there were a lot of goal line stands last night. That was like a theme of last night's action. Logan Thomas was making plays for Washington. Logan Thomas, I can't think of a better quarterback. He was drafted as a quarterback. Can't think of a better quarterback to tight end transition than Logan Thomas. Unbelievably impressive last night. He had huge back-to-back plays, including the one on replay. But then on fourth down, Washington gets stuffed. They got stuffed on the fourth down. Epic goal line stand by Washington then. But then James Washington broke a couple tackles for a long touchdown. Back-to-back sacks. This isn't critical. Back-to-back sacks by the Steelers knocked Washington back almost to the end of field goal range. They were not going to get a field goal off. Alex Smith left the field with the football. They stopped the clock for administrative purposes. And then Washington gets a field goal to make it 14-3. That was big. That was big by Washington. Huge. Washington, impressive first drive of the second half. Alex Smith converting some third downs. The thing for the Steelers is they just have so many drops. The Steelers have so many drops. It's so hard to come back, especially Ebron. It's just hard to win games that way. Washington tied it with Alex Smith hitting McKissick a couple times. After Spillane got hurt and Vince Williams came in, Pittsburgh could not cover McKissick. It was almost like they didn't try. They could not cover J.D. McKissick. Finally, Logan Thomas gets the touchdown, tied up 17-17. Again, Washington hits the running backs. Cam Sims, great catch for the go-ahead field goal. Then Montez Sweat tips the pass. Bostic interception. Epic upset. 1972 Dolphins can break out the champagne.
Tux takes.
Let's talk about the Bills and the 49ers in the nightcap. Josh Allen, four touchdowns, helps Buffalo over San Francisco in Arizona, 34-24.
Yeah, and the Bills, they are impressive, man. They are impressive. I mean, first of all, there's a lot we could say here. Number one, Matt Milano was back, which is a huge addition for the Bills' defense. And there was more goal line stands in this one. Multiple goal line stands start the game in this one. Ultimately, though, the difference in this game, it was Josh Allen. This was like first 4 weeks of the season MVP type Josh Allen. He was electric. He was awesome, especially on the move. Good decisions. His arm is ridiculous. You know, he got everybody involved. Cole Beasley had a gigantic first half. Diggs got his. I just love the Bills doing the little things. Like Stephon Diggs' cut block for the Dawson Knox touchdown. That's what I'm talking about. This team wants to win. This team believes. This team believes. Get it, Brian? Get it? Believes. Anyway, I love that by Stephon Diggs. Unselfish play. Then you get to, the defense probably wasn't great, but they were good enough. And San Francisco, it felt like it took them a while to get Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk going. It's almost like too little too late in the second half. Huge win for the Buffalo Bills. You know, they only have three losses. And if it wasn't for the DeAndre Hopkins Hail Mary type of play, they would only have two. I mean, this is an impressive, impressive bunch. Look, most workouts are not exciting. Bri, let me just tell you, you know what is exciting? Learning boxing and kickboxing. Truth be told, I like punching things. I like punching people when it's like allowed, like when it's a football fight or something like that. I enjoy those things. I also enjoy fight camp. I'm just telling you, I think deep down inside, most people have that feeling. Just, boom, boom, boom. Like you just want to punch something. Yeah. Well, this is the way to do it. Okay. Because fight camp offers flexible financing for as low as 0% APR and $0 down. And right now, as a limited time holiday offer, get free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with every Fight Camp package. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/Tucker. That's right. Get free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with your purchase. Bring an authentic boxing and kickboxing gym into your home with Fight Camp. To get your free gift, just go to joinfightcamp.com/Tucker. Joinfightcamp.com/Tucker.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
It's not the New York Jets. This week, the Cincinnati Bengals at number 32.
Right. Remember my criteria, okay? Which is that if these two teams played today, Tuesday, December 8th, in my backyard, who I think would win a series of 3 to 5 games. And the reality is the Jets have been competitive in 3 out of the last 4 games. They should have won that game Sunday. The Bengals have not been. The Bengals have not really been competitive. And their quarterbacks with Burrow out stink. So the Bengals are the worst team now, period.
31, it is the New York Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. How about the Jets? First time since week 2 that they're not number 32. They earned it. They played well against the Raiders. Sam Darnold finishing a run. They should have won that game. And they fired Greg Williams yesterday. Let me be very clear about something, okay? I know the players wanted to win, so did the coaches. But ultimately, Greg Williams did the Jets favor, the Jets franchise a favor by putting them in that defense that gave them a chance to lose that game. And ultimately, the Jets did Greg Williams a favor by firing him and giving him paid time off for the next month before the whole rest of the coaching staff gets fired on January 4th. Okay? So everything that happened between Greg Williams and the Jets, it was favors both ways, if you really want to be truthful with it.
Number 30, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I was tempted to move them up even more. With Mike Glennon, they're playing. I mean, they're right there. They're in these games. They're competitive late against Browns, Vikings. They just can't quite get over the hump, but Jags might be moving up the ranks with Mike Glennon.
Number 29, the Dallas Cowboys.
So obviously they still have to play tonight, so we don't have any new data points for them.
28, Philadelphia Eagles.
Big talk in Philadelphia, obviously, is what they will do at quarterback. My guess is they will go with Jalen Hurts. And I think I'm as curious as anyone to see how Jalen Hurts plays. I think, you know, if he plays really well, then it's obvious what they do. If he plays really poorly or in the middle, then they're going to have another decision to make.
27, Detroit Lions.
Isn't it the Detroit Lions?
Detroit.
Okay.
I think we've beaten that dead horse.
We've beat that to death. So, big win for the Lions. I'm not sure that I still think that they would be better than the Bears in my backyard in a series of 5 to 7 games. Honestly, I could flip those teams. And honestly, I could give a flip about those teams right now, to be honest with you. But that's the truth. I could flip those and we'll do the next one.
Well, the next one, 26, is the Chicago Bears.
Right. Like, I didn't come across in that game thinking the Lions were necessarily the better team. I came away from that game thinking, okay, the Lions won the game because the Bears made some critical errors late that you just can't make.
25, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. You know, that was a really bad performance, and they're going to keep Anthony Lynn, it sounds like, for the rest of the year. I was tempted to move them even lower, but with Herbert and Bosa and some of those guys, I'm kind of giving them a little bit of a mulligan on that one awful game.
24, the Denver Broncos.
They moved up a couple spots, primarily because I guess I wanted to move the Bears down and the Chargers down and the Eagles down. I don't know that the Broncos, you know, they showed fight against the Chiefs. They were very competitive against the Chiefs. I don't know if I feel that differently about them.
23, Carolina Panthers.
They had a bye, so not much to say there, really.
22, Houston Texans.
I take that back, by the way, Bri, about the Panthers, because they put 8 guys on the COVID list yesterday, including 5 starters. I believe DJ Moore is the one that tested positive. The other guys might be close contacts. I'm not exactly sure, so check on that clearly. But that's the deal with the Panthers, and that's an important note. As for the next team on the list, who was it, Bri?
Texans, 22.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd be feeling better about them if they closed that game out. I'd probably have them ahead of Falcons, Cardinals, some of these other teams if they had been able to close that game out against the Colts, but they didn't.
Number 22, the Atlanta Falcons.
I feel like the Falcons are always in this area. They're not a bad team, but they're not a good team either. They're a team that can win or lose any game, but ultimately they lose more than they win. They're like in, I feel like the Falcons are like in purgatory.
Actually, I called them number 22. They were number 21. So moving on, number 20, the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals are kind of in a bad way right now. They're going the wrong way. They're going in the wrong direction. And I think I said this yesterday, but I do believe it has a lot to do. I think Kyler Murray's beat up, and I think that that is really hurting him. I just think figuratively and literally. I think he's beat up, and I think it's just affecting his performance. It's affecting how Kingsbury's calling the game. It's affecting a lot. And I think no Chandler Jones on defense. They're just in a bad way right now. You know, one thing that they could do, Bri, that might help, sleep on some Bowling Brand sheets. All I'm telling you is these are my wife's favorite sheets ever. She got so excited when they came back as a sponsor. And yes, I sleep on Bowling Brand sheets, and so should you. This is like probably the best like wife gift I can think of for the holidays. You're not really sure what to get them. What wife, or anybody for that matter, wouldn't like awesome, amazing sheets? $1,000 quality for a fraction of the price. And right now, you will get $50 off any sheet set at bowlandbranch.com with promo code Tucker. It's spelled bollandbranch.com, promo code Tucker for $50 off. Bollandbranch.com, promo code Tucker. Restrictions may apply. See bollandbranch.com for details.
Number 19, the San Francisco 49ers.
The San Francisco tree. I'm not shocked. I thought the Bills would win the game. I thought the Niners would be a little bit more competitive, but they really seemingly just get up for the Rams. And other than that, they're not very good.
Number 18, the Washington football team.
And could arguably be higher. I mean, what have they won 3 in a row now? There was no fluke to that win over the Steelers. Ron Rivera has got them believing, got them going in the right direction. Man, those 2 losses to the Giants, too. Think about where Washington could be right now.
Number 17, Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings, not overly impressive the last couple weeks. You know, they did get it done against Jacksonville, but it felt like the Vikings maybe might be able to go on a run or might have something cooking, but they don't.
Number 16, the Las Vegas Raiders.
So I dropped them a spot. I know they won, but I don't care. I mean, they were extremely fortunate to beat the Jets. You can't do that and rise up the ranks even if you win. The Raiders, that's 2 games in a row where they haven't played very well.
Number 15, the New England Patriots.
Huge win, moved them up 2 spots. Even if Cam didn't throw for that many yards, I don't care. There's lots of ways to win football games. And they dominated the run game, They dominated special team. They dominated defensively. Total team effort, impressive win for the Patriots.
14, Baltimore Ravens.
So obviously they play tonight. I'll be calling that game. Not much to say there other than Lamar Jackson is officially back.
13, New York Giants.
The G-men, very similar to Washington. Very similar. O-line playing better. Running the ball better. Defense playing better. You can still win football games in 2020 doing those things.
Number 12, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins got to win. So, almost as important as the win itself was that Tua looked sharp. Was getting the ball out quickly. Seemed to know what he was doing. Those are good signs. Really good signs. So I guess that was my biggest takeaway, was just that Tua did a really good job for the Dolphins in the second half, which is what they desperately need.
Number 11, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They had a bye, so not much to say here other than I'm as curious as anyone to see how they're able to bounce back, you know, after the bye, after those last couple losses. Curious to see if they were able to figure anything out.
Number 10, the Indianapolis Colts.
Didn't move them up because they were pretty fortunate, the bad snap by Nick Martin, to actually go ahead and get that victory against the Texans. Colts, I think, are a good, not great team. Maybe not even good. Maybe just a solid, not good team.
Number 9, the Tennessee Titans.
So the Titans really have got to get their defense figured out. Because that, in the first half against the Browns, that was like embarrassing. I mean, that was really, really tough to watch. They were that bad in the first half. Guys wide open. They should have given up 42 points in the first half. You cannot do that if you're an NFL team. And what's crazy is they actually were pretty good against the run. They actually did a decent job against the run.
Number 8, the Seattle Seahawks.
Going the wrong way. You know, I had dropped them. Or actually, I had moved them up after that Eagles win, but that was a really poor loss. And their defense actually played okay, except you let Wayne Gallman and Alfred Morris run on you. And then their offense, Seattle, something's just not quite clicking offensively right now.
Number 7, the Cleveland Browns.
Can't remember the last time the Browns were this high. They absolutely have earned it. That was extremely impressive. They're 9-3. Big win on the road against the Titans. I am so happy for Browns fans. I hope they finish this thing strong. Hope they make the playoffs and do some damage. I mean, Browns fans deserve this, man. They got awesome fans.
Number 6, the Los Angeles Rams.
So I debated Browns and Rams, Rams and Browns. I debated that one for a while. I think the Rams are a very good team that just can't play against the Niners. The Niners, I've said it before, I'll say it again, the Niners are their kryptonite. Other than that, though, they pretty much almost always play well. So I gave it to the Rams over the Browns just by a smidge, Bri.
Number 5, the Buffalo Bills.
So impressive. I actually thought about having the Bills ahead of the Packers. But Packers still won by 2 touchdowns. You know, so I couldn't do it. But Bills, no hesitation in my mind that the Bills are a top 5 football team. None. I think the Rams could have an argument. The Browns could have an argument. But I think the Bills have cemented themselves as one of the 5 best football teams in the NFL.
Number 4, the Green Bay Packers.
So I still feel like they have issues at times, primarily defensively. But they're running it well with Aaron Jones. Rodgers playing at such a high level. And they still were able to make some plays defensively when they had to. They're a very good team. I feel confident saying right now that they are the second best team in the NFC.
Number three, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. So they no longer get the benefit of the doubt, right? They didn't look great against the Ravens, but okay, they gave up a 70-yard touchdown late. Otherwise, the score would have been 19-7. That's fine. They're up 14. To lose a 14-0 lead to Washington, something's not quite right with the Steelers. The good news for them is because that loss was to an NFC team, the Steelers still control their destiny in terms of the number one seed, which is critically important if they win the next four games. Because, you know, who knows what happens with the Chiefs, but the Steelers starting Sunday night with Buffalo, by the way, which will be a very, very tough game. But that's where the Steelers are at. They have got to find a way to win these next four games because night and day difference this year between the number one seed and the number two seed. Speaking, by the way, of the Steelers, maybe they just need some HelloFresh. Maybe they just need some food that's delicious and nutritious, that has all kinds of variety, 90% of the ingredients sourced directly from growers to ensure peak flavor and ripeness. Maybe they need it because it helps you eat more sustainably. It's flexible for your lifestyle. It's so easy. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning with so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. It's great value. Save 40% when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. Here's the deal. Go to HelloFresh.com/80Tucker. And if you use code 80Tucker, you get $80 off, including free shipping. $80 off. Again, that's go to HelloFresh.com/80Tucker and use code 80Tucker to get $80 off, including free shipping. I've told you guys before, but every meal I've had from them, delicious.
Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think that might have been my first lip smack like that on the show, Brian. That first, how did it sound?
I'll go back and check the archives, but I believe that was the first.
How did it sound?
Wonderful.
So here's the thing. I usually would go like pucker my lips. But that time I did like this weird, like that. Like this, like, I didn't even know I could make that noise. This is going to be a YouTube clip. Dude, that's a pretty cool noise. How you feeling about it?
I think it's time to move on.
I didn't even know I could do that. Did you name a new team?
Chiefs.
Okay. Chiefs are number two. Chiefs are a good team. Chiefs fans are mad at me because I have pointed out what I think is a lazy narrative that the Chiefs are way better than the Steelers. It's just not true. I mean, they're both really good teams. Can't wait to happen, see what happens if they play in the playoffs, hopefully. But there's like this perception out there that the Chiefs blow everybody out and the Steelers aren't actually good. Well, the Steelers are good. They're 11-1. The Chiefs are good. They're 11-1. Chiefs don't blow people out. Steelers don't really blow people out. And I think either team could win that game, and I'm looking forward to it. That's all I'm saying. This whole narrative that the Steelers aren't actually good and the Chiefs would blow them out, I mean, maybe that'll happen, but I don't think you can say that based on what we've seen this year.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
Who dat?
How about that? Now, I will say, this is with the idea that Drew Brees would be playing in my backyard. Although Taysom Hill played his best game ever, best game as a starter, this ranking is still with the idea that Drew Brees is available this week because there's some reports that he might be and that Drew Brees is playing in my backyard. I'm not sure. I think the Saints beat the Chiefs or the Steelers or the Packers that built in a series of games with Taysom Hill. although they might. But I do think right now, the way that defense is playing with Drew Brees, I do think that they do. Absolutely. Shout-outs, Bri, are in order, of course, for people like Pizza Boy Brewing. If you're in Jersey or Pittsburgh or anywhere where they have Pizza Boy Brewing beers, get yourself some Murrin River. Get yourself some Frontside Lipside. Delicious. DynastyFreaks.com, our guy Justin Christopher. The best Dynasty website I'm aware of. Sportaculture. SteakhouseSports.com with Chris, who's been awesome lately, by the way, on our private Slack channel. Chris is a tuckhead. Chris from Steakhouse Sports. He's been awesome. Great questions, Chris. I'm enjoying replying to them. I hope we get more people asking questions like you. And then Vision Comics with an X. Other than that, we will have the College Draft podcast this morning as well. Reminder, because of the Cowboys-Ravens tonight, we will have Even Money podcast tomorrow. Tomorrow, Even Money podcast will be tomorrow. Tomorrow, we've got a bunch of pods. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.